You're listening to Saturday Extra on Radio National with me, Nick Bryant. Now, this week, the Northern Territory government will swear in a new administrator, the territory's equivalent of a state governor. It's the highest office in the Northern Territory, with duties that include signing bills into law and appointing a chief minister after an election. The administrator also has a responsibility to promote unity and social cohesion. But Chief Minister Leah Finocchiaro's pick for the job is proving divisive and controversial, with Indigenous leaders and politicians asking the Prime Minister to intervene and rescind the nomination because of past social media posts slammed for being demeaning to women and Indigenous culture. David Connolly is the former president of the National Northern Territories Cattlemen's Association and is already residing in Government House in Darwin. And he knows he's a controversial figure. This is him speaking in 2023 when he was still the head of the Cattlemen's Association.
I've already been called bigoted, racist, homophobic, transphobic, elitist, prejudiced, destroyer of the environment, torturer of animals, discriminatory, biased, intolerant, chauvinistic, small-minded, old, grumpy and useless. Oh, some of those last ones may have just been from Sue at home. At any rate, none of that worries me.
On the social media post, David Connolly says it was never his intention to cause offence. I have always been a fierce advocate for the bush and will now be a fierce advocate for all Territorians, he said. I've been talking with Justine Davis, an independent member of Northern Territories Parliament, representing the Darwin seat of Johnston. She's led the campaign to block his appointment.
In no possible world could a man who has, not only in his social media posts, but also in the public space, demeaned women, demeaned Aboriginal people, mocked domestic violence. It's unbelievable that anyone could think that he would be appropriate to be in this extremely important, both ceremonial and legal role.
Ahead of his swearing in, David Connolly has issued a statement. It was never his intention to cause offence, he says. I have always been a fierce advocate for the bush and will now be a fierce advocate for all Territorians. And he goes on, my former social media posts are exactly that and were done at a time when having the honour and privilege of being the administrator was not even in my wildest dreams. Do those words, does that statement allay your concern in any way?
Absolutely not. For someone to say, well, I wouldn't have said that if I knew the administrator was coming up sometime, is no kind of apology. It's no kind of acknowledgement. It doesn't address anything in terms of the huge harm that his words have caused to our community. More than a third of the population of the Northern Territory is Aboriginal, and half of our population are women, like the rest of Australia. And this is a man who has said, and I quote his words here, lucky I was too rooted to go home and commit domestic violence. He has in no way addressed the harm that those messages have caused. And he certainly hasn't said what he's going to do to be a fierce advocate for these people that he has made those kinds of statements about.
On the domestic violence, he didn't quite say that. I mean, you could infer that from the comment. He wasn't as explicit as that.
No, his exact words were, and it was in response to something the Greens said, I think, according to the Greens, I was supposed to go home and commit domestic violence. Lucky I was too rooted. And I'll let those words stand
yeah,
themselves.
That is what he says. You were talking about the reaction within the Indigenous community. The chair of the Northern Land Council, Matthew Ryan, has described his comments about Indigenous Australians as appalling and hurtful. He describes them as straight-up racist. What sort of reactions are you hearing from the people that you're speaking with?
Exactly as the chairman of the Northern Land Council said, people are they're disgusted by them. And it's a big issue here in the Northern Territory. As I said, a third of our population is Aboriginal. The administrator is the patron of many organisations. He or she plays a role in supporting organisations, in meeting with them. And many, many organisations across the Territory have said they're not going to be willing to meet with this man. They're not going to go to Government House given what he said.
The nomination sat on the Prime Minister's desk for 5 months. David Connolly, we should say, has called Anthony Albanese a liar, a buffhead. He reposted a meme that said worse. The Prime Minister said that David Connolly would not have been his first choice. But he also said that the federal government has to respect the sovereignty of the Northern Territory to select its own administrator. And the Northern Territory, of course, is run now by the CLP, the Country Liberal Party. Isn't it hard for a prime minister to reject their nominee?
Well, it might be hard, but we believe that it's his job. I mean, he also said it's up to the chief minister to explain why they think this is an appropriate appointment and to defend this decision. And the chief minister of the Northern Territory has done nothing of the sort. In trying to represent and act on the concerns of the community, I wrote to the Office of the Governor-General to see what the options were for addressing those concerns. I had a meeting with them and they explained very clearly that while her record on standing with First Nations Australians and with women spoke for itself, she had no power to do anything about this appointment. She acted on the advice of the government of the day, that is obviously the Prime Minister. And the Prime Minister might say that it's not something he would choose to do, but it's certainly something that, from what I understand, is in his power. As Prime Minister, he's central to the constitutional framework, and where serious and sustained concerns exist about the suitability of a person to be in this really important office, our belief is that, and we are now writing to him, that he holds some responsibility around this.
Now, the Governor-General, Sam Mostyn, will travel to Darwin to officially swear David Connolly into the role on Friday. I know you've appealed to her to intervene to block his appointment. Constitutionally, she cannot do that. The onus is very much on Anthony Albanese.
I think her office was very clear that she does not have the power, and that was the words they used, to do anything about this. And so that's why we are now going back to the Prime Minister, which is where my understanding is the power lies.
You mentioned there about the Chief Minister, Leah Finocchiaro. She's the head of the CLP there. She has defended this decision to appoint David Connolly. Let's hear what she has to say.
David Connolly is an exceptional Territorian, and we are really excited about this new chapter for the Territory. His Honour, the Honourable David Connolly, has, you know, had 4 decades in the pastoral and agricultural industry. He's served on national boards for the Territory, obviously CEO of NT Cattlemen's Association, and a number of other inputs into the Territory.
The Country Liberal Party holds 17 of the 25 seats in the Northern Territory Parliament, Justine. There's a strong mandate that suggests that her views, and perhaps his views too, have considerable support in the electorate.
You're correct. They have 17 seats in our 25-seat unicameral parliament, so they have a lot of power. And that's certainly something that they say very frequently, that they have a mandate to do whatever they want. The reality is that they were elected by 48% of the population. They're here to represent 100% of the population. And I can tell you that so many people across that population, in terms of this particular appointment, including many people who have told me they voted for the CLP, are really unhappy about it. And for the Chief Minister to say over and over again, I stand by this, Territorians are going to love this man, she is certainly not talking about all Territorians.
But he is representative of a considerable body of opinion up there that would not share the same offence over the social media tweets, that would not regard them as disqualifying.
Absolutely, there are people who share his views, and that's the beauty of living in a pluralist democracy, that there are many people that think different things. But the administrator is an impartial position. It requires restraint, it requires dignity, it requires respect for constitutional convention, and its purpose is to unite the community. It's not to make statements, even if they're historical, not apologise for statements that are deeply divisive.
And is there a concern that this appointment of David Connolly is emblematic of something bigger that is happening up in the Northern Territory, that the CLP government is getting tougher on crime? That was one of its big promises. The minimum age of criminal responsibility, for instance, has been lowered to 10. Spithoods have been reinstated in youth detention. Do you see his appointment as part of a kind of rightward shift up there in NT?
I think what the voters elected the CLP to do was to make a safer community, and absolutely community safety is a huge concern. But I can tell you that the whole territory did not vote for locking up 10-year-olds, for reintroducing speechwords, for shutting down democratic processes, for taking children away from Alice Springs and bringing them to Darwin where they're away from family and locking them up here so they can't have any contact with family. The list of things that this government has done is very long. That is not what I believe when I talk to people in my community that people voted for.
Justine Davis, an independent member of the Northern Territories Parliament, joining me from Darwin. Thanks so much for coming on Saturday Extra.
Thanks, Nick.
We did contact David Connolly's office for comment, but we haven't heard back.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations, live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.